Well, hello and welcome to Mathis Media Hub Radio. I want to welcome you here. Guess what? We've got country pop artist Kelsey Cohen in the house. She's back. Remember when I had the show with Sal Sergio and we had Kelsey on and we played wonderful songs from her. So she's back now to talk all about her. She's a young girl who is really, really coming up there. So without further ado, hello, Kelsey. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm so glad that you're here on the show. So excited to hear about your life. How old are you now?
I'm 18.
You're 18. Okay, because when we talked before, you were 17 years old. So you're 18.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That is so super. Okay. So, Kelsey, how did you get started? How did you get the music bug? Was it when you were really young, or when did it happen for you?
Ever since I was younger, I loved to sing. I loved to dance. I loved to act. So I did a lot of musical theater, and I did show choirs up until my freshman year of high school. And then after that, I started to venture out on my own and try some solo stuff. And that's when I discovered that I'm good at country. So that's where we got the country pop from.
Were you ever nervous the first time that you stood in front of an audience? Were you really nervous, or is this something that it comes natural to you?
I was extremely nervous. It's always when you first get on stage, you have these nerves, but then once I start singing, it's like completely natural to me. Like it calms me down. The second I start singing, I'm fine. But the second you get on stage, you're like, eh, and then you start singing, and everything just goes away. Like, all the nerves, everything I've been thinking about beforehand, everything just goes away, and I just sing.
Wow. So that is the sign of a true stage person, because when you were doing musical theater your freshman year of school, I guess you had that same feeling, that nervous feeling, but once you got on stage, you were fine, right? In musical
exactly.
Theater? Oh, wow. And so what did your classmates think of you as a country pop singer, Kelsey Cohen, and, I played with Kelsey, I went to school with her, blah, 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 blah. So what are they saying now?
Well, I'm actually homeschooled, and I was homeschooled from my freshman year. But
okay.
That wasn't the show choir that I was talking about. It wasn't a school choir. I guess that's where you might have thought. But it was like an outside program type thing. But I don't know, like, people would congratulate me, and they'd be like, oh, my God, I knew her when. And I knew her when she was a little baby, and I knew her when she was in, like, kindergarten and all this stuff. So it's really fun, and it's nice to know that people are excited for me.
Oh, that is really, really nice. I was listening to your song, Don't Give Up. Tell us about, where did that song come from, or how did you get the idea for it? Tell us a little something about it.
Well, Don't Give Up, I wrote from personal experience, and I try and put in most of my songs some kind of message to try and reach out to the younger audience as well as the older audience. So what I wanted to do with Don't Give Up was I wanted people to know that no matter what you want to do in life, no matter what your goals are, what you want to achieve, that you can always go for it. And don't give up. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do what you want to do. Just go for it and show them that you can do it, that you can go for what you want and you can get it.
Wow. Now, we're going to listen to Don't Give Up, and we'll be right back. Hold on. To Mathis Media Hub Radio, we have country pop artist Kelsey Cohen. Kelsey is an aspiring young singer-songwriter, actress with a great talent and a huge heart. She makes a great role model for our youth today. Kelsey has a wonderful and inspirational story to tell, and she is considered America's sweetheart by many internet radio stations that play Kelsey's music. Kelsey has been featured in many newspapers. She has been on the cover of Philadelphia Talent Magazine as their feature artist in the July 2014 issue, along with many other magazines as well. TV appearances and numerous radio interviews. So we've got her here today, and numerous radio interviews and television appearances. Kelsey, wow, you're really something else. So tell us about some of the TV shows you've been on.
Well, I've been on Making a Difference with Gail King, and that was aired in New York. So that was really fun. That was actually the first time I've ever been in New York, in Long Island.
Really?
Yes, it was awesome.
So you love New York. Was New York good for you, or what did you like about New York?
I love all the lights. I love all the
I
action,
know.
all the people walking around. I think is
Yeah.
amazing, and I can't wait to go back.
And it's like that 24 hours a day. Can you believe that? I used to live in New York, and my roommate and I would get up like, I don't know, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and go to the fruit stand. I mean, where else can you do that? So New York is really hot. I don't blame you on that one. What other stuff were you in?
Well, I've well mostly radio interviews.
Yeah.
There's people all the way in radio stations that are in Germany and Ireland
Oh.
that are playing my
Oh.
music. So it's amazing how worldwide like everything's getting, like how
Wow.
far out it is. So it's really fun and exciting, and I'm so glad that I can get my message out there.
Absolutely. And at 18 years old, can you imagine when you reach 21, you'd be like another Taylor Swift? Who knows?
I
At
hope so.
21 years old. Oh my goodness. So I see a lot of stuff that you can do, Kelsey, because already at 18, look where you are. So that's just amazing. I think I saw in your bio where you talked about people who were injured or had. What are some of the causes that you're associated with, or you write your songs about?
I am very into special needs and
Right,
autism,
special. Right.
because my brother actually has epilepsy, and
Oh.
my sister works with special needs, and it
Okay.
is amazing to see who she works with every day
Uh-huh.
and how she helps them function, and it's just truly amazing, and I think everyone is their own person, and it doesn't matter if you have a disability or if you're completely healthy and normal. Everyone is unique and amazing in their own way, and everyone should just embrace that.
That's right. And it says here bullying and abuse also. Bullying is another big thing that kids are going through. Kids are, it's kind of like a mental thing. They're committing suicide over bullying, all this stuff. But the kids who do the bullying, oh my Lord. Have you ever been bullied?
Yes, I've actually been mentally bullied in middle
Oh
school.
my goodness.
That's
You're
one of the
kidding.
reasons why I'm into it. And I see all this stuff on the internet about the bullying and the suicides and people harming themselves because of other people who are putting them down and saying all this mean stuff. Like you can't really tell how mean people are, and you can't, a lot of people don't care until it's too late,
That's
and
right.
that's what I don't like, and I want to try and help as many people as possible by getting messages through my songs and getting out there and helping whoever's in need.
Well, good for you. And also, you dedicate your songs to our veterans.
Yes, I'm very big with veterans too. Those are my three main causes, my three main things that I go for. I'm actually performing for veterans on August 8th at the Glassboro VFW. So that's going to be real fun. I love them. They're
Oh.
amazing, and just to go out and sing for them is very. Oh, I can't think of the word.
Oh.
I'm honored. There we go. I'm
Yeah.
very honored that I get to go sing for them and just be able to thank them for what they've done.
Wow, that is terrific. Okay, so we're going to go to a quick commercial. And we'll be right back with another song from Kelsey Cohen, Look at Me. But right now, we're going to a quick commercial. Hold on, Kelsey.
Here is a well-documented fact. Humans spend approximately 33% of life in bed. That's a good reason to consider bringing your bed into the 21st century with Function All Linens. They'll change your bedtime forever. Designed for every kind of bedtime you can imagine, these fun and functional bed sheets have his and her side pockets that hold pretty much everything but the kitchen sink. The pockets allow you to have your cell phone, iPad, remotes, and anything else you need within your fingertips reach at all times. No more cluttered nightstands. No more fumbling around in the dark. Simply reach for your pocket. Experience the affordable comfort and pure luxury that only Function All Linens can offer. For more information or to order, visit functionall-linens.com or bedazzle.com.
All right, you're listening to Mathis Media Hub Radio, and we have country pop artist Kelsey Cohen and her wonderful music. Now, you performed during the CMA Festival in Nashville.
Yes, I did.
How was that? It sounds exciting.
It was amazing. It was the first time I was in Nashville, and just being there with all the people and surrounded by music the whole time I was there was amazing, and I can't wait to go back.
Wow. And so that really was something for you, being a country pop artist. That was, did you see any of the famous country singers?
No, I didn't get to. It was mostly business for this first trip, but hopefully next time we get down there, we can spot a couple people.
That'll be nice. That'd be so nice. All right, so tell us about Look at Me Now.
Okay, Look at Me Now. So in the beginning, see how I was kind of hesitant when you asked me if people were supportive in my freshman year of high school when I was doing the
yes.
show choirs?
Right.
Well, I was like that because the show choirs and the people running it and just everyone basically was saying that I wasn't good enough and that I wasn't ready yet. I feel like I'm quoting the song. But they always put me in the back. I was actually teaching. They told me to teach the dances, and then they would put me in the back row. But I want that song to show that I've had a goal, and people didn't think that I can get to that goal, but I'm slowly getting there, and it's basically Look at Me Now. I'm getting to where I want to be. I'm getting to where you said that I couldn't go. So, yeah.
Right. And you know what? I think you're there. You're just there, and you're, like, continuing your journey. But you've made it to where a lot of people and young people, persons like yourself, would take, I don't know, years and years and years to get to. So I think you're there, and from being where you are, you're just going to shoot up like a star. So there you go. All right, so we're going to listen to Look at Me Now. Here we go.
Told me I wasn't good enough. Said I wasn't ready yet. But I'm calling out your bluff. And now I hope I pose a threat. All your hurtful words just made me stronger. You can't make me feel that way any longer. Look at me now, standing above the crowd. Look at me now. Down, you tried to make me quit, but I don't care, I won't back down, 'cause I'm a fighter. No, I won't have it. All your hurtful words just made me stronger. You can't make me feel that way any longer. Look at me now, standing above the crowd. Look at me now, playing my music so loud. You didn't see where I could be. Next time you should believe in me. Look at me now.
That was country pop artist Kelsey Cohen. Look at me now. I love that song, Kelsey.
Well, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. That is so heartfelt. I wanted to ask you, you know, I was thinking while playing that song, does writing come easy to you, or do you have to really think about, I mean, you know what you want to write about. I'm talking about putting the words together. Does that really come easy to you?
To be honest, it kind of does. The second, what I do, my writing process is basically, I will write down whatever comes to my mind at any point, even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm just laying in bed and I get an idea, I would write it down. My phone is filled with ideas. Wow. And what I do is I would go through them and then I would find whichever one that I can write about the most, like whichever one I have the most ideas about. And then, I don't know, I just sit there and write down whatever comes to my head. And then that's basically it. I mean,
Very talented. Yes. Now, we have to talk about 88 plus ways music can change your life. You're in that book.
Yes, I am.
Oh, So tell us about that.
Well, the book was put together by Vince and James, and it is all, it's filled with people that have their own stories about different ways that music changed their life or helped them through a situation. And my story is in there about don't give up and being mentally bullied in middle school. So that is really exciting. I'm actually on page 74. So
74, okay. That's exciting. exciting. I love that. And you're part of Hush Hush No More. So tell us about that.
That is an organization that helps bring awareness to parents about child molestation and making sure that they know where their kids are, or asking them, just keep asking, did someone maybe touch you inappropriately or anything like that? And most of the time, one of those times that you ask, sometime there's going to be, yeah, maybe. And
Yeah.
that's where it all starts. So it's an amazing organization, and I am so glad to be a part of it. I actually did the second promo commercial about a week ago, a couple days ago. So
Oh.
it's
Yeah,
really fun.
it says here Kelsey was featured in two commercials for this organization. And if you want to view the commercials, you can go to the Hush Hush, let's see, the Hush Hush moreproject.com. The Hush Hush No More
Yes.
Project.org. There you go. And check out the commercial. You are getting so famous, girl. I tell you, I'm just waiting for the day that I call and go, "Oh, we'd like Kelsey on the show." And someone says, "Oh, you've got $50,000. She could be on there." So there you go. Hey, you never know. So what else is coming? Tell us, we've got like 4 minutes left. What's the future for Kelsey? What else are you up to? Any, what's going on?
Well, soon I'm going to be in a TV series called The Familia. We haven't started, well, I personally haven't started filming for it yet. They said something about fall. I'm not sure yet, but I can't discuss the family business, so I can't say anything about my part. But hopefully that comes out very soon, and I can't wait till everybody sees it.
Oh my
And
Lord, that sounds great. Wow.
I'm actually working on my second album. My first single is going to be out hopefully by this weekend, so that's gonna be real fun. And I'm gonna be back in the studio this Tuesday, so I'm really excited, and I can't wait for everyone to hear my new stuff.
So you have such a busy life. I mean, this is the life of a country pop artist. Busy, 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 like a bee, and that is fantastic. How does that make you feel? I mean, you've got to feel elated, like giggly, happy, all that nice stuff.
It's truly amazing, and I'm so grateful that I can go around and do all this stuff and be a part of a lot of things, especially things that help other people and acknowledge other people and just help them through things that might be hard for them to go through by themselves.
You are amazing. You are truly amazing. And
Oh, thank you.
yeah, you know, and I'm so glad that you came back on the show as popular as you are, because you are a popular girl. And I want to wish you all the best. Not that you need it, because
Oh,
the,
thank you.
yeah, because the planets are all aligned for you. You're going to be super, super, and just fantastic. You're very intelligent, very, very. So you're going to do great. All right, that's all the time we have, Kelsey. Unfortunately, I look forward to you coming back and talking to us if you're not too famous. I don't know.
Of course, I'll come back. I can't wait.
That'd be fantastic. All right, so have a wonderful rest of your day, and thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right. You've been listening to Mathis Media Hub Radio. We've just had on country pop artist Kelsey Cohen. And if you weren't listening, if you're just tuning in, you can re-listen to the show on iTunes. Go to Mathis Media Hub and under podcast, and you will get a little thing. Cohen, or you could just click onto this link and listen to the show. That's it's been recorded. So there you go. You can hear Don't Give Up and Look at Me Now and listen in and see what Kelsey says about how she created Don't Give Up and Look at Me Now. Great stories. All right. Take care and have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye, Kelsey.
Bye.